When I was a boy in school, I used to always watch the old Roman numeral clock on the wall, looking for lunchtime, recess time, and even better, dismissal time. In Ecclesiastes 3, the first 8 verses, Solomon wrote that there is a time for everything. Brother David Johnson will explain as he speaks on that topic today on this Words of Life program. We are presented each week by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. We pray that God will bless you as you listen. Please pray with me. Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer that is used to glorify your name and allow us to make requests of you. Please be with each of our listeners to meet their personal needs, their physical concerns, and spiritual needs. Especially be with each believer who is tormented by the persecution of Satan. And Father, help us to be ready for the promised return of Jesus so that we can forever be with him. In the name of Jesus, amen.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us.
see the Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes will surely from Jesus a pardon receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Using Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on There Is a Time for Everything.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we share the Word of God together. I to you and you to those that need to hear the wisdom and the will of God. The title for the lesson is, There is a Time for Everything. And our text, our main text, is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, one of the wisdom books of God, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Please listen to the Word of God. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. This is the Word of God. Indeed, a very poetic group of couplets paralleling the truths of God. And for our application, not only in Solomon's day, but for today. Many years ago, I visited a dear, widowed Christian lady in the twilight of her life. She stated that her time passed ever so very slowly. She sat and watched and listened to her clock on the wall tick her time away, waiting to go to bed and then starting it all over again the next day. She told me she was just waiting to die. So very sad. I suggested to her that she needed to occupy her time with positive, useful pursuits. Certainly, to read her Bible, to spend time in prayer, to call family and friends on the phone, to liven up her day. As she was rather sedentary, elderly, and sat most of the day, or laid down. Yes, eventually sickness and or old age slows us down and limits our activities. Yet we should all strive to make the best of our time, not to waste our precious time. Ben Franklin wisely stated, quote, "Time is the stuff of life. It is what life is made of. Don't squander it." End of quote. Our God is the sovereign timekeeper. God alone is not bound nor limited by time. God is outside of time. However, mankind is inside time, and it's up to us to make our given time to count for the best in a meaningful way, to redeem the time. Solomon, according to the wisdom God gave him, realized and correctly observed, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Earthly activities that are wholesome are good and proper to fill up our waking hours. Yet even these are only good in their proper proportion. That which is temporary and transitory should not be all there is to this life as Christians. When we have a lot of time on our hands and become less mobile, surely prayer and Bible study, with a view to the eternal, should grow as our Christian priorities. Activities alone, time alone, without God as our focus, can lead to a life that becomes monotonous and meaningless. May this never be for the Christian. Every season of a person's life is determined and purposed by God Almighty. Solomon sought wisdom for a well-spent life. He listed the many activities we usually spend time in and through under heaven, especially, of course, during his time on earth. Wisdom that we too today should apply to our lives. Timing is important. All experiences in the following listing are appropriate at certain times, as God ultimately determines. Someone has observed that, quote, "A secret to the peace of God is to discover, accept, and appreciate God's perfect timing. The danger is to doubt or resent God's timing." End of quote. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 2 says in part, "A time to be born and a time to die." These, of course, are the two bookends of this life. Our Creator has already made these appointments. Yet, of course, it is the time in between to which we are responsible and accountable. It's the dash on the tombstone. That is the substance of our lives. It's not the crib, nor the casket, but the content of our time, well spent, that counts for eternity. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 3 says in part, "A time to tear down and a time to build." Buildings, for example, eventually decay and need to be teared down. There's also a time to build something new to replace the old. In a different sense, we need to tear down walls that divide or separate us from God or from others. We should also endeavor to build up precious relationships, maturing our relationship with God and seeking to build relationships with others that count, that are godly, that are appropriate. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 says in part, "A time to weep and a time to laugh." Some of us have difficulty letting out our true emotions. Holding in strong emotions is not wise. According to the Gospel of John chapter 11 and verse 35, even Jesus wept. Surely also there are appropriate times to laugh out loud, to laugh at ourselves, to laugh with others, not so much laugh at others. Laughter is good for the soul. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 5, which says in part, "A time to embrace and a time to refrain." In the ancient Middle East, and still today, there is often the open show of greetings and affections, often with hugs and even kisses. But there were, and still are today, appropriate times to refrain. As the world well knows, in the 21st century, in the year of our Lord, 2020 and 2021, times to refrain, to embrace, to touch, due to contagious ailments, even a pandemic like COVID-19. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 6 says in part, "A time to keep and a time to throw away." Probably this referred to household management. An application today could be to keep necessary possessions and throw away clutter. That is, to downsize and spend more time with God and people rather than time spent with inanimate things, which we often spend too much time with, like television and videos and the internet and the such. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 7 says in part, "A time to be silent and a time to speak." Learning to control our tongues is certainly time well spent. Someone has written, quote, "Sometimes silence is golden, but there are times when silence is yellow. There are times when we must speak up, not to speak against injustice is sin. It misses the mark which God desires for us to keep, to know what is evil and what is good." Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 8 says in part, "A time to love and a time to hate." An application for most is to finally find one's life partner, a spouse to love. But does the scripture reveal anything the believer should hate? Yes. Consider, for example, in Psalm 97 and verse 10, it says in part, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil." God's wisdom in His control of time and eternity is crowned in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11, which says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end." The time of God's joy is when mankind learns, acknowledges, and trusts in Him, the Eternal One, who deeply desires that we spend a timeless eternity in fellowship with Him. Solomon the writer could see beauty in God's timing. Not only is there a time for everything, but also God always does all things at just the right time. We may doubt this, but God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and He knows when the right time comes. We will probably question God's timing at times, but we should remember that a perfectly omniscient, all-knowing God never, ever makes mistakes, and that includes His timing. In the Old Testament, beautiful is first of all a visual term. Ordinarily, it refers to something that we can see with our eyes. In time, however, beautiful took on a wider range of meaning. Something beautiful is something good. It is right, pleasing, and appropriate. God has beautiful timing, including the seasons of nature and the patterns of human activity, all under His sovereign and providential care. But there's more. God has set eternity in our hearts, yet we cannot know what God has done, is doing, or will do from beginning to end. As much as God can bless His own, we will always be creatures, never gods. Yet instead of being frustrated, we should conclude that our longing for eternity proves that we were made by God for fellowship with our Creator one day into eternity with Him as persevering believers. God has put the beauty of eternity into our hearts so that we can find our way to Him. Have you found Him? Have you found the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord? If not, seek Him today.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. Did that
Son. We've no less place to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
We are grateful that you have spent time with us today. We pray that you have been blessed to have a better walk with Jesus because of what you have heard. If you're not yet a Christian, it's likely that you know that you must first believe in Jesus as a Savior and the Son of God. The Bible also shows us that believers repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, or if you'd like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, write to us and ask for program 2133. That's 2133. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing now.